We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Chav Vav, which is on page 12, the last word on page 12. The Mechaber says in Sif Chav Vav, B'shah she'mevarachin ein lomar shum pasuk. At the time when the Kohanim are doing Birchas Kohanim, the Tzibur should not say any pasuk. Eli yishtaku v'yechavnu labracha. Rather, the Yisraelim, the Levi, and they should be silent and they should be mechavin to the bracha. Says the Rama, Umikomokom Akshov Shakohanim Marichin Harbi Binigunim. Says the Rama, nowadays that the Kohanim are being very lengthy with their Nigunim, Nogu Gamkin Lomar Psukim, the minog is to in fact say the Psukim. Ukumoshin is Bar Lael Simenun Zayin Lin Baruchu. Like we learned earlier in Simenun Zayin Gabi Baruchu, that if the Chazan is being very lengthy with his Nigun, then you could say the Psukim that we have in the Sidurim by Baruchu. But the Rama ends off like the Mechaber that it's better not to say these psukim. So let's see the Mishabura. The Mishabura begins on page Zayin, Sifkoton Kuf Beis. The Mechaber said you should not say the psukim. Now these psukim, we all know they're it's in the Gemara, but they're written in the Siddurim next to the words of each bracha. So the Mechaber said that we should not say them. Says the Mishabura in Kuf Beis, the klum yesh eved shemavarachin osel ve'eno mazin. Is there a servant that's getting a blessing and he doesn't listen to the blessing? We're getting a bracha, so we shouldn't be talking and saying psukim in the middle of a bracha. So if you look at note number 102, he goes on with this to tell us other halachos as well. Umitam zeh, for this reason that we're supposed to be listening to the bracha, im shama kaddish o kedusha o baruchu o shar brachos be'emtza birchas kohanim. If one heard kaddish or kedusha or baruchu or any other bracha from somewhere else while he's in the middle of getting a bracha of birchas kohanim, v'shlomo zaman arba says shelo yane achareyim. You should not answer any of those things. Sharei hamelach mevaruchu. The king is giving you a bracha. Now, even though it's the Kohanim giving the bracha, but I guess he's going lefi the shita that we had a machlokas of Bani Avarchem, that Hashem is in fact giving with the Kohanim the bracha to Klal Yisrael. Ve'eino dome lo'ome b'kriya shema utfila shmona esrei. And it's not like a person who's in the middle of shema or shmona esrei, shemafsik lishmoa kadosh kedusha, that he stops in the middle to listen to kadosh kedusha. Kevan shekriya shema utfila avodos hamelachin. Because kriya shema and tfila, those are service of the king. V'av kadosh kedusha avodos hamelachin. And answering or listening to kadosh kedusha is also a service of the king, and therefore you could interrupt one for the other, it's shayach. It's not just that you're busy with the service of the king. The king himself is giving you a bracha. How could you not listen to the bracha? And then he says, even if you're already davened in 1 minute, you heard Birchas Kohanim. You come into another shul where they're duchening, and you already heard duchening in the first shul. Still the Ben Ishchai writes, you should stand there, listen to Birchas Kohanim again, and you should not leave until it's over. Let's say you're in the middle of learning, and they start duchening in the shul that you're in, you're learning. So Shlomo Zalman says, Shebechozos yafsik milimudo, you should stop your learning. V'yamur keneged ha-kohanim l'kabel ha-bracha. You should stand across in the Kohanim in order to receive the bracha. Elo shelo yivatel mishum kach talmud Torah v'rabim. But if you're giving a shir, there's a shir going on, you shouldn't interrupt the shir to be makabel brachas kohanim. And so too, im lomei Torah bi'in, if you're learning in depth, v'hafsoka tigrom la-hafra behemshech limudo. And if you can interrupt in the middle, it's going to disrupt your whole thought process of your deep learning. So then the Beis Baruch writes, she'eino tzarech lahafsik, you don't have to be mafsik. But back to the Mishabura, that's the first point the Mechaber says, you should not interrupt for the psukim. Now, the reason why we say the psukim, just Rashi explains in the Gemara and Sota that discusses the psukim, is because that's a way of showing that we're interested in the bracha and we're receiving the bracha. So you have both sides. On the one hand, you're saying it to show that you're interested in it, you want to be makabel it, and it should be true. On the other hand, you're not really listening to the bracha if you're talking, and therefore, that's the side the Mechaber says wins out, that you shouldn't say the bracha, because you want to just listen to the bracha and receive it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Kuf Gimel, this is on what the Rama said, that it's even though the Rama said there's a tzad to say it during the Nigunim, but it's Yoser Tov Shalol Omer, better not to say these psukim. V'chein kosvu ha'achronim d'chein ikir. That's what the achronim write. That's the ikir that you should not say these psukim. V'kosvu ha'mogin avrom ve'ataz, the ha'omram yomar b'shosh ha'shliat tzibur makri lifnei ha'kohanim. That those who do say it should say it when the shliat tzibur is saying the word before the kohanim. Because the real Birchas Kohanim is just when the Kohen says it. When the Chazan says it, it's not Birchas Kohanim. So if you want to say it, don't say it when the Kohanim are saying the word. Say it when the Chazan is saying the word. The Al Yeraba Megam Gim Gamba Ze Ayin Sham. The Al Yeraba doesn't like saying it even when the Chazan is saying it. If you look at note 103, he explains why. Ubatama Dover Koso Shiesh Lochus Shemelo Yishmu HaKohanim Es HaMakri. We're worried that maybe if you're saying the psukim out loud, the kohanim will not be able to hear the chazan that's calling out the psukim, the trei koli lo mishtamoi, because two voices can't be heard. And if you're saying the psukim out loud, then the kohanim might not hear the reading from the chazan. Vod, and furthermore, mikevan she'ein zu shas habracha, since when the chazan is the one who is saying the words, you're going to be saying the psukim, that's not the shas bracha. Therefore, ein to'elas b'amiras ha-psukim. Like we mentioned before, the saying of the psukim is a sign of being makabel the bracha. So if you're going to say it while the chazan is saying the bracha, not when the kohanim is saying bracha, that's not really the bracha, and therefore you don't even gain by saying it at that other time. V'chein hinig ha-gra, back to the mishavura, that is also how the gra was noeg, shalol la'armam, the gra did not say these psukim. And one who is going to say them, even though many posts say not to, he certainly should not say them out loud, like many people do. And specifically, some people have a custom that as the Kohanim are saying each word, they're saying all of Birchas Kohanim from the beginning. The Tzibur is saying, until they get to the word the Kohanim are up to. Zeu tos, that minog is a mistake. Shalom niskar b'shum mokom minog zeh. This minog is not brought down anywhere, and certainly you should not do that minog. Says the Shulchan Aruch right there in Siv Chav Zayin. Kohen eino rashai lahusif midaito yoser al hashlosha psukim shel birchas kohanim. A Kohen is not allowed on his own to add on an additional pasuk to the three psukim that constitute birchas kohanim. V'im hosif over al baltosif. And he does add a pasuk, then he's over the iser of baltosif. Says the Mishabura in Sipkoton Kuf Dalid, Kohen Eino, Kohen can't add extra psukim. Lashana Gemara, the Gemara says, Shalo Yomar, the Kohen should not say, Hoil Vinosna Torah Rishus Levarech, since the Torah gave us permission to bless Kla Yisrael, Osef Bracha Achas Mishali, I'll add another pasuk that I like. Kigon, for example, Hashem Elokei Avosechem Yosef Aleichem Kachem Elef Pa'amim, for example, that pasuk, which is a lashon of a bracha, Satamalomer lo sosifu. The Torah says lo sosifu, you should not add on psukim. Umasik shama gemara, the gemara comes out lamaskana, da filuk farsiem ko birchosav gamkin over belav. Even if you finish all three of the brachos of Birchas Kohanim, and only afterwards you add a bracha, that also would be an Israel batosav daraisa. The kol shakenim hosifu beemtza brachos. Certainly, if you added the additional pasuk in between the three psukim, certainly that would be a lav of batosav. V'davka lahosif pasuk acher aser. The iser is davka to add an additional different pasuk than the Birchas Kohanim. Avalomba Birchas Kohanim kama pa'amim. But if you want to say Birchas Kohanim many times, eino mishum baltosef, it is not aser because of baltosef. Delo shayach baltosef basiyas ha-mitzvah shtei pa'amim. There is no iser of baltosef doing a mitzvah two times. So if you want to give a bracha to tzibur one and then tzibur two, that would not be an iser of baltosef. Fine. And the Mechaber ended off and said, if you do add on, it's baltosef. Says the Mishabura in Sifkoton Kuf Hei, V'hu adin im gora me'abrachos over mishum baltigra. Besides that, if you add on, it's an Isra baltosef. If you take away a pasuk, that would be an Isra baltigra, taking away from one of the mitzvahs of the Torah. There is a bir halacha that I'd like to see over here. We referenced this bir halacha earlier, and that is the right in the middle of the page, Vim Hosef. Says the Chavetz Chaim, L'chora nire tedavka im gamze hoya beprisas kapayim. L'chora, you're only going to be over the Isra baltosef if the extra pasuk that you say, you also have your hands spread out like you do during Birchas Kohanim. And so too, you'll have to be satisfying all the requirements of Birchas Kohanim, all the things that we discussed earlier that are ma'akev, you would have to do by the extra pasuk in order to consider it an Isra baltosef. That would be considered adding on to the mitzvah. It's not the case if you would do it without putting out your hands, or if you're not facing the tzibur or anything similar, that would not be considered a hosafa to the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. That would just be considered stam bracha. V'chein kasa b'shulchan aruch hagraz ayin sham. V'chein mucha b'chidush yarash b'sukul amir alaf d'davka b'prisas kapayim ayin sham. So from all these posts, it seems clear only if you are putting out your hands and you're doing all the things that you need to do doing Birchas Kohanim for an extra pasuk, then you're over the Issa Daraisa of Baltosef. All the absolute requirements for Nisiyas Kapayim would have to be in place to have an Issa of Baltosef. The Mishna, what's the difference? Omdam, however, midivya Rambam mashma shalok divrem. The Rambam is mashma not this way. Sharei kasa beperek yudalat neichos tefila din yud beis v'zel hashono. Listen to the lashon of the Rambam. Ein hakohanim rashoin b'chol mokom lahusiv bracha al shloshes apsukim. the Kohanim can never add on more than the three Pesukim, like the Pesuk we mentioned before, or anything similar. The Rambam adds in, they can't do it out loud or quietly. Shenemar lo sosifu ala dover, ad kam l'shono, that's the lashon of the Rambam. Haredi l'idei ovrim abal tosif kishemavar balachash. The Rambam is mefurish that you're ovrim abal tosif even when you say the bracha silently. Af agav de kol rum huli ikuva. Even though saying it out loud was one of the things that's ma'akev birchas kohanim. So you see, according to the Rambam, you don't have to fulfill all the absolute ikuvim for birchas kohanim to be ovrim abal tosif. And according to the Rambam, if you don't need Kol Rom to be over on Bal Tosif, you also shouldn't need Prisas Kapayim, you'd also be over on Bal Tosif. In that case, you'd also be over. And the Biralach leaves out Tzarachim, the Rambam is a little funny. We did see earlier a very interesting thing that comes out L'maisa for this, for the Kohanim, you know, either they're not adding on a bracha, and that is when the Israelim say Shkoyach to the Kohanim, we saw the Har Tzvi says, based on this Rambam, they shouldn't respond Baruch Tiyah. Because by saying Baruch Tiyah, they're giving an additional bracha, even though it's not Prisas Kapayim, it doesn't fulfill all the requirements, but according to the Rambam, that could possibly be an Israel Bal Tosef. We saw others that argue, but that was the Chiddush of the Har Tzvi, based on this Rambam brought down in the Bir Halacha. That is the end of Halacha Chav Zayin. Now let's go to Halacha Chav Ches. Along the same lines of what we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Chav Ches, Koton Shenosa Kapa, V'Kohen Hu Duchend, V'Achar Kach Holach L'Beis HaKnesses Acher. And then he goes to another shul for a Kiddush. U'Matza Tzibur Shelo Gila Berchas Kohanim. He got there a little early, and that Tzibur did not get up to Duchening yet. Yochol Lisa Es Kapa V'Pam Acheres, he can Duchen again. Like we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, it's only about Tosef if you add a Pasuk in the middle of Berchas Kohanim, not if you go and Duchen in an additional shul. So the Mishnah Berurah here writes in Sif Katan Kuf Vav, Yochal Lisa Es Kapov, you can go and duchen in the second shul, Kanisker La'el, like we mentioned above, Deleka Bal Tosef Ba'asiyas HaMitzvah Shtei Pamim, that there is no Israel Bal Tosef by doing the mitzvah two times. Umikomakom Chiyuva Leka Olav, however, there is no Chiyuv to go duchen again, Kevan Shekvar Nosa Kapov B'yom Zeh, the Kanabas of Gimel. Once you duchen one time as a Kohen, you are Yotze, your mitzvah, Daraisa, you're done. You don't have to go and duchen. You can go and duchen if you want, but you don't have to. Right, but we'll say mitzvah the Kohen. The Kohen doesn't have he fulfilled his mitzvah, he does not have to go up. If he wants to go up, he could go up. Look what we learned above in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Aleph. The Afa Gav the Einu Mechuyev Lisa Kapov Kama Pam Biyom Echad. Even though he's not Mechuyev to Duchen many times in one day, Mikomakom Kol Pam Shenose Kapov Hu Mevarech Asher Kedushano B'Kedushaso. Any time that he wants the Duchen, he would make another Birchas HaMitzvah of Asher Kedushano. And in note number 108, he explains the source for making a new bracha each time he's fulfilling this mitzvah. He doesn't have to do the mitzvah now, and yet he's still making a bracha. Says note number 108, Makor Adinu B'Shaz and Shuvas Mara Mintz. The source of this halacha is from the Mara Mintz. V'lomad kein mi noshin b'mitzvah saseh shaz man grama. And the source is from women by a mitzvah saseh shaz man grama. Sh'af al pi she'edam b'chuyavas b'davar. Even though women are peturim from mitzvah saseh shaz man grama. Mikomokom kevan shemachniso says atzman b'chiyav. Since they decide to do it and they're sticking themselves into the chiyav, we hold Ashkenazim, harei hein mevarchos. They could make a bracha. Kalvachomer ha-kohen. Certainly the kohen can also make a bracha. What would the Sfaradim say about this? I don't know. Says the note writer, "V'aminchas chinuch dima din zelat tefillin." This would help the Sfaradim as well. The Minchas Chinuch says that duchening a second time is like tefillin. How so? Shechayva haTorah lahanichon rak pam achas b'yom. The Torah is mechayva to put on tefillin one time a day, like the Bir Halacha says earlier. V'afal pikein b'chol pam shemenichon. You're not mechuyah to put it on again, but every time you put it on again, you would have to make another bracha. Like the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. And therefore, that's the source that even if you're not mechuyav to do something, but you choose to do it and it's a kiyum mitzvah, you would make a bracha like women by mitzvah, zishim, and gomel, fila ashkenazim, and legabe tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we are in the fifth wide line in the beginning. Kohen ha-mispalel shmona esrei. Here's the Shiloh from here to the end of the Mishnah Berurah, discussing a Kohen who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and Duchening starts. Does he go up? Does he not go up? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kohen ha-mispalel Shemoneh Esrei, a Kohen who's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Im ein shom Kohen acher bebeis ha-knesses. If there is no other Kohen in Shul to Duchen, tzarech lahafsik v'lalos la-duchen. He has to stop Shemoneh Esrei in the middle and go up and Duchen, kedei shelo tispatel ha-nesias kapayim, in order not to be mevatel nesias kapayim, v'achar sheyigmor nesias kapayim, and after he finishes Duchening, yered me'aduchen v'yigmor tfilaso. He goes back down from the platform that he is on, and he finishes Shemoneh Esrei. Now look in the Shaar HaTzion in Os Pei Gimel, the third line of the Shaar HaTzion. On that which was said, he has to stop in the middle and go up to Duchen. Dafka in muftuch lo shiasu l'tfilaso. He only has to go up to Duchen if he's confident that he won't get confused and thrown off in his davening. He'll be able to continue with Shemoneh Esrei from where he's up to afterwards. Vim ain muftuch, but if he's not confident about it, he's nervous, he won't be able to do it. Lo yafsik, then he should not stop his Shemoneh Esrei in the middle. Kemo b'shliat tzibur, just like we had the halacha by the shliat tzibur. Vim omru lo kodem ritzei alei, but if before ritzei they say, nu, go up and duchen, then tzarech lalos, then he has to go up. To over ba'aseh, because then he's over on aseh if he doesn't go up. I am my mess up is tefillah, who cares? Tefillah is only the Rabbanon. Here is an Aseh D'Oraisa, and therefore they tell you to go up. You have an Aseh D'Oraisa to go up, you would go up, even if you're nervous and might throw off your tefillah afterwards. But the Mishnah Berurah that says that Tzarech Lahafsik, that's only a person who feels that he could do it. On that which the Mishnah Berurah says, when he finishes Duchening, he goes down from the platform and finishes Shemoneh Esrei. And note number 9, he explains why does he have to go back down, back to his place. So, b'tama dover shelo yisayim ha-kohen as tefilas v'aladuchen, why can't he finish Shemoneh Esrei up there on the platform? So the Radvaz says, shetzaro shetia kol ha-tefila b'mokom echa v'lo b'shnei makomos. We want the whole Shemoneh Esrei to be in one location, not two locations, and therefore when you finish Duchening, go back to your original place and finish Shemoneh Esrei. And then he says an interesting thing in note 109. If the pause in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to go up and Duchen was the length of time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end, the Eliyahu Rabbah writes, he has to go back to the beginning of davening. As we learned in Hilchos Tefillah, that if you pause in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei from beginning to end, you have to start again. However, it's not so pashut, because we learned over there that we hold that that's only if the person is not fit for davening, or the makom is not fit for davening, it's dirty, or for some reason he's dirty, so you can't do it. But in regular cases, if you're just taking a break or looking something up, then that then does not apply. The chiddush over here, lefi d'Eliyahu Rabbah, is that the fact that he has to go up to do Birchas Kohanim is considered that he can't duchen machmas ones, and that would make him have to go back if he delayed the time it takes to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei. The Prima Gadam argues, but not for this reason, for a different reason. The Prima Gadam says, She'enu hefsek, that Birchas Kohanim is not a hefsek no matter how long it takes. She'nisiyas kapayim hi me'ena tefillah, that's considered part of davening. And even that's not considered a hefsek. A hefsek is you stop and you're doing nothing. But if you're masik for Birchas Kohanim, even if it takes the whole time that it would have taken to say the whole Shemoneh Esrei, that's not considered a hefsek that would require you to start your Shemoneh Esrei again. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'im yei shom kohen achir. That was if there's no other kohen, then he should go up. If there is, if he's confident, v'im ein sham kohen, im yesh sham kohen acher, if there is another kohen there, eino posing mitfiloso, he should not interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei in the middle. Im lo sha'omer lo alei laduchen, unless they specifically told him to go up and duchen, otol yadecha, or someone came and told him, go wash your hands. Da'az afilu yesh sham kohanim acherim, in that case, even if there are other kohanim, tzoruch lahafsik v'lalos, then he has to stop and he has to go up. So here the Mishnah Berurah said that if there are other people there that are Kohanim, he does not have to stop in the middle. Look at note 110. The Avsha Amra Ashatz Kohanim. Even if the Chazan announced Kohanim, Einu Mukhuyav Lalos, he still doesn't have to go up. And the reason is the Radvaz says, She'ein Kavonas HaKorei Kohanim Ala Mespal Shemoneh Esrei. The Chazan, or whoever is calling out Kohanim, is not being Mechavin for that to call up those who are Milah Shemoneh Esrei. It's only the Kohanim who are able to go up. And therefore, if there are other Kohanim there and he's a Milah Shemoneh Esrei, he should not go up. Unless they specifically came and told him he should go up, then even if there are other Kohanim, he must go up. Look at the Shaar HaTzion, Os Pei Dalet, Vafilu Ein Muftach Tzar Lahafsik V'Lalosim Amrulo. If they came and told him, go up, even if he's not confident, like we said before, that he can go back to the Shemoneh Esrei, once they came and told him to go up, he would go up anyway. Again, Mishum De Over Ba'aseh Meino Ola, because it'll be over in Isra Aseh if he does not go up. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'chol Mokom D'mafsik B'soch HaTfilo K'dei Lalos LaDuchen, in any case where he stops in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei in order to go up in Duchen, Tzarech Lakor Raglov Ktsas B'soch HaTfilo. He has to uproot his feet a little bit during Shemoneh Esrei, K'shomra Shal Tzibur Ritzei. As we learned before, that anytime you're going to Duchen, you have to already, if you're a Kohen, move your feet a little bit during Ritzei in order to go up, and therefore, if you see this coming, You have to move your feet by Ritzei in order to be shayach to go up. But if you didn't move your feet at all when the chazan started Ritzei, Eino Rashai Lalos, then you are not able to go up. Till here is the Magen Avraham, Meshein the Radvaz, and other Achronim. But as you can probably imagine, there is a machlokas over here, and we'll see the other side right now. Omnam, however, Ha'el Yerabba Mefakfeik Be'iker Heter Zeshel Hefsek Be'emtza Tfila Afilu Be'amr Lo Alei. The Yerabba is not very happy with this whole din of the Mafsik and the Milosh Manesha, even if they told you to go up. Right? We just said they told you to go up. For sure, you have to go up. The Yerabba is not happy with that, and he says, the Afa Gav De Tfila De Rabbananhi. Even though you're in Milosh Manesha, which is only the Rabbanan, Mikomokom Efsher Dehemidu Chachomim Divreyam Afilu Bimkomasei. It could be the Chachomim stood strong for the Rabbanans, even against the Mitzvah Saseh, that they could say, B'Sheva Al-Taseh, don't go do the Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa, so the Rabbanan are able to do that. And therefore, he says it's not so pasha that even if they tell you to go up, and there's an Aseh Daraisa to go up, it's not so pasha that you go up and interrupt your davening, which is the Rabbanan, because it could be the Rabbanan said, don't interrupt your tefillah for that Aseh Daraisa. The Rabbanan could tell you, don't go do an Aseh Daraisa, B'Sheva Al-Taseh. They could say that. V'chein das hagon yavitz b'siduro. That's also the opinion of the yavitz in his siddur. Shelo lahafsik be'emtza tefillah l'nesiyas kapayim k'she'omei b'bracha acheres. That you should not be mafsik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei to duchen when you're holding by a different bracha. Im lo she'giya b'tefiloso l'mekom birchas kohanim. Unless punked it happens to be that when the tzibur gets to birchas kohanim, you happen to be up to that place in your challenge Shemoneh Esrei. She'oz daito, because then the yavitz told she'mutir lo lakor raglov lalos haduchen. Then the yavitz says he could in fact go up and he could duchen. Shabamakum zelo mikri hefsik. In that place, before Sim Shalom, that's not considered hefsik. That's what you're up to anyway. Shehu me'ain Sim Shalom, because Birchas Kohanim is similar to the bracha of Sim Shalom. And then he points out in brackets, v'hinekish shemeshayar besochat tefillah. If he realizes that as he gets to Ritzei, that Itaka is going to reach Sim Shalom the same time they're up to duchening, shiagia oz la'usel makum b'shavim hashatz, he realizes things are going well, he's going to reach it at the same time. Tzarech lizor lakor raglov ksas. You should make sure that he's okay ragav a little bit when the chazan starts with say, so he should be allowed to go up. Kamoshik asada l'malak, we mentioned earlier. The gamze davka imhu muftach shelo titarev daito v'yasru l'tfiloso. And this that we said that if you happen to be up to that place that you could interrupt the Milosh Manesha to go duchen is only again if you're confident that you won't get confused in your tefillah and you'll be able to come back afterwards and finish Manesrei. But if you're nervous about it, then in all cases it will be usher to interrupt your tefillah in the middle. Zeo tochein dvarav sham ayin sham. Now we're going to see a couple of interesting notes over here. Note number 12 is going back on what we said, that it could be the Chachamim were Hamidu Divrayim, and you shouldn't interrupt the Shemoneh Esrei to go Duchen, even if they told you to go Duchen. So if you look at note 112, he says, V'chein Kasav La'el, like we looked at this earlier in the Mishavura as well, Shapsulim Lalos La'Duchen Afilu Midrabanon. If you have someone in Shul that can't Duchen Midrabanon, he's puzzled for some reason, Einam Tzrichim Lalos, they don't have to go up. V'einam Over in Braasei, if they're not allowed to Duchen, they're not over on Asei by not going up. They're not holding back because of their own decision. The Chachamim said they're not allowed to duchen, so that's why they're not going up, because the Rabbanan told them not to. Like we said before, the Chachamim had that power. The cause of the Maimon Mordechai. The Maimon Mordechai says an interesting thing. Since Chazal asked walking around during Shemoneh Esrei, the kosher can sha'asr lo my brachos u'tfilos b'silchat tfilos. Certainly you can't say other brachos or other tfilos in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Nimsa she'kohen zeh pasul hum d'rabanan lalos v'li says kapav. So these people in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei are like psulim d'rabanan. The same way a regular person who's pasul d'rabanan, it's the rabanan told me not to go up. If I'm middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it's the rabanan who asked me from walking and talking in middle of Shemoneh Esrei also. So I fit into that exact same category and therefore I would not be able to go up. In note 113, he's going on the last point that Mishabura said, that when you happen to be up to the right place, you can go up to Duchen, but only if you're confident that you won't get confused in your tefillah. If you're nervous about it, then you should not go up whatsoever. So in note 13 he writes, Avalim omed be'emtza kriyashma. But if you're in the middle of kriyashma, so the Shalos Teshuvas Halachos Katanos writes, Shem yesham kohanim acherim yetze lachutz k'shiyagia hashatz l'ritzei. So if you're in the middle of kriyashma, you should disappear and go outside when the chazan gets to ritzei, before the chazan gets to ritzei, in order to avoid duchening, if there are other kohanim. V'im ein sham elohu, if there's no one else but him, he's the only kohen, kavod atzibur shelo yetzei, it's kavod atzibur not to leave, elanose as kapav, he should duchen. Sharehu kemeshim b'nei hakavod. It's no different than responding to someone who is more honorable than you, an honorable person who speaks to you. You're allowed to respond during Kriyat Shema, so therefore you would be allowed to duchen. Ulechatchila yizar al kaponim l'saimis apasha shabo oches. But lechatchila you should not do it in the middle of a paragraph of Kriyat Shema. You should get to Bein HaPrakim before you go and duchen. On the other hand, the Shalosh Neshuvos Rav Po'olim explains, Sha'af k'shiyesh kohanim acherim yochol lisa kapa b'ofen anisker. Even if there are other kohanim there, you can duchen in that case. And so too writes Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And then the note continues and says, V'im omei b'psukei d'zimra, what if you're in the middle of p'sukei d'zimra and you're a kohen? So kosa b'sidur yayvich im korulo lalos laduchen yalo. If they call you up to duchen, you should go up. V'chein kosa b'kapa chayim, V'das agonu chayim kinyeski, sheyocho lisa kapav af im lo karu lalos. Even if they don't call you to go up, you could still go up according to Chaim Kanievsky during p'sukei d'zimra. And he ends off and he says, Omnam, however, Esayihi Ratzon Shelifnei Birchas Kohanim Acharyah, especially he Ratzon, the Kohanim say on their way up to the Duchen, or now they say when they're up there, and the special tefillah they say afterwards, Shlomo Zalman Orbal says, She'ein Lomar, you should not say it, Va'afilu Imhu Be'emtsa Pesukei D'Zimra, even if you're only during Pesukei D'Zimra, certainly if you're in Kriyat Shema, and more certainly if you're in Shemoneh Esrei, you would not say the tefillah before the tefillah afterwards, you would go up to Duchen, but you would not say any of these tefillos.
I said before that the Kohanim is not including those who are davening Shemoneh Esrei.
Right.
But it's for sure including, what would be the case where they don't call them up? They are going to call them up. They're going to say Kohanim.
Yeah, I hear what you're asking. Shlaim is asking that we said before specifically that when the chazan or the makri says kohanim, so he doesn't have in mind the people davening Shmoneh Esrei because they can't go up. It sounded like it was dafka Shmoneh Esrei. So Shlaim is asking. So we said over here that if he's in Pesukei D'Zimra or Kriyat Shema, if they call him up, he should go up. So anytime they say kohanim, that's automatically calling him up. That's what Shlaim is asking because we mentioned before they're only not including the ones who are mil davening Shmoneh Esrei, but it could be the ones who are saying that you only go up if you're called. They don't call, you know, they don't have them in mind either. In other words, if you hold it's usher to go up unless you're called, so maybe the Kohanim, the same way it doesn't refer to the ones who davening Shmoneh Esrei, maybe it would include those who are saying Kriyat Shema. Maybe it's only if someone specifically comes over to you and tells you to go up or to wash your hands, could be only then you're included. You know what I'm saying? We're only discussing their Shmoneh Esrei, so we mentioned that they don't include the ones saying Shmoneh Esrei.
Some places don't say Kohanim also.
It's only one kind.
Right, well then you wouldn't have that issue. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.
In the case where the